Law enforcement agencies in Philadelphia have made millions by auctioning off homes seized from criminal suspects through a process called civil asset forfeiture. These sales were supposed to improve neighborhoods by moving property out of the hands of suspected criminals. But a new WHYY investigation finds many of these properties were simply sold to speculators or slumlords. A few were even sold to Philadelphia police officers. For WHYY, Ryan Briggs reports.
On a leafy street in West Philadelphia, Andrew Bowers shares a porch with the only vacant house on an otherwise pristine block. The roof is starting to come apart, and from where he's standing, Bowers can still see an orange sticker on the front door marking the house for auction by the district attorney's office.
The owner went to prison, and it was left unoccupied, and it was left to sort of rot.
Cops broke up a marijuana growing operation here 14 years ago. For years, many homes like these were shuttered and sold through a process called civil asset forfeiture. Rich Long, the director of the Pennsylvania District Attorney's Association, says this all started because neighbors wanted help getting drug houses shut down.
When there is, you know, a criminal enterprise operating out of a home, and you know, forfeiture can be appropriate means to eliminate that cancer on a neighborhood.
But for neighbors like Bowers, these efforts just created a new kind of blight right next door. And there are 1,682 other properties that were auctioned, just like this one. Today, hundreds of the other homes the district attorney sold are also vacant or owe back property taxes. And because forfeiture hit Philadelphia's poorest neighborhoods the hardest, many homes were snapped up by professional speculators simply looking for cheap property.
So as a speculator, basically, I'm always looking for another source for inventory.
That's Tobias Biddle. He's a house flipper who bought 32 homes from the Philadelphia DA, more than anyone else. He attends nearly every government auction in the city. Like many who attend these auctions, he says even though the homes are usually in rough shape, the price is right.
And these houses tended to be, you know, distressed, and distressed houses also relate to a better deal because not a lot of people and home buyers are interested in houses that you can't necessarily live in after you acquire them until you spend a lot of resources.
Sometimes Biddle found new owners who could fix up the houses or carved out rent-to-own deals with low-income buyers. But others just sit empty, waiting for a windfall. To Biddle, whether or not the properties eventually got fixed up was sometimes an afterthought.
I wouldn't turn away a profit, so I can't really say that I'm the greatest investor, and I saw all my properties to the end that they got renovated. I didn't.
He said other government agencies will take back properties if buyers sit on them for too long, but the DA never asked what he was doing with all the homes he bought. And critics of forfeiture, like Philadelphia Councilwoman Maria Quinones Sanchez, say the DA didn't ask those questions because law enforcement was more interested in short-term profits.
I have always been against the city auctioning off properties. It just really opens itself up for that kind of level of speculation.
Quinones Sanchez represents Kensington, a district that has long battled drug crime and opioid addiction. Sometimes residents were made homeless over just a few grams of narcotics.
This community in particular was hit by drugs, right, so heavily. We have wrested our way out of that.
And just because a home changes hands doesn't mean that crime goes away. Some properties were confiscated multiple times as crime returned under new owners, or dealers relocated nearby, sparking even more forfeitures. Quinones Sanchez says the problem was that law enforcement agencies were never set up to manage property or redevelop neighborhoods. She says the city could have planned to reuse these homes or turn them over to affordable housing developers, but that never happened, even as the DA began to accumulate hundreds of these homes annually.
That is an opportunity for a restorative investment of ensuring that those houses go to a nonprofit developer who can ensure that they stay affordable, right, and they're repurposed as quickly as possible.
The DA did earn millions from these real estate auctions, money that was split up with the police through a slush fund and spent on things like new submachine guns, parking ticket fees, or custom uniform embroidery. Some members of the Philadelphia Police Department, which helped seize these homes, even tried their hand at speculating. One house on a block of Waterloo Street in Kensington was bought by a police officer at auction years ago as an investment. It's empty now.
Was an overuse of that tool for the DA's office, and again, a very much a destabilizing force in that community.
But today, real estate forfeiture in Philadelphia is falling out of use. A lawsuit over property forfeited from innocent people ended with a $3 million settlement from City Hall and promises of reform. Darpana Sheth, a lawyer with the Institute for Justice, introduced the agreement at a press conference a few months ago.
Forfeiture revenue will no longer go back to pad the budgets of police and prosecutors, but will now be directed back to communities.
The new DA, Larry Krasner, broadly opposes the practice. But the temptation to use such a powerful tool will always remain. A drug bust hit 16 homes in Kensington recently, and Krasner's office said officials haven't decided whether to seize those properties or not. Meanwhile, countless neighbors like Andrew Bowers are stuck waiting to see if the homes the district attorney auctioned on their streets will ever get fixed up.
It was worked on for about a year of that time, but since then, there seems to be some sort of dispute, and now they haven't worked on it since the spring.
Ryan Briggs, WHYY News.